Tom Humphrey is the Nashville Bureau Chief for the Knoxville News Sentinel. He's joining us weekly for a little update on the state's General Assembly. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Chrissy.
The session is going to start tomorrow.
At noon.
The second half of this grand supermajority that is now in office, a continuation of the session from last year. There are a number of issues that are not seeing consensus, even in the supermajority of Republicans. What are some of those issues?
Some of those relate to education, for example. There's a proposal to put a voucher system in place in Tennessee, which is left over from last year. New proposals floating that would dismantle the Common Core standards that were put in place back in 2010 for Tennessee. Revising the State Textbook Commission to give parents more input into the content of textbooks. Those things, there's certainly no consensus amongst the Republicans. And in those situations, the Democrats could actually wind up having some influence if they voted with one side or the other on the Republican split.
I've also seen that Democrats are pushing for an expansion of the state's pre-kindergarten program. I can guess what the Republican reaction to this is going to be, because it's an expensive program to begin with. What have you heard?
Well, there, of course, the federal government has made available some $60 million for states that want to expand pre-K. Governor Haslam has said no, he does not want to do that, although he has expressed sympathy for expanding pre-K under some circumstances, sometime. The federal government money would be temporary so that the state would be paying in out years. That's not going anywhere in the Republican supermajority. I believe the Republicans are pretty much at a consensus on that, and therefore they block the Democrats.
Last year, the federal government raised the nation's minimum wage to $7.25 an hour. And Democrats in Tennessee are pushing for a state minimum wage closer to a living wage, quote unquote, which is between $9 and $12 an hour or more in some cases. Where does the legislature as a whole stand on that?
The Republican supermajority, again, is pretty much united no on establishing any state level or local level minimum wage. Democrats will make noise on that, and they hope they will get some votes, but that really does not have a realistic prospect of getting through the Republican majority.
Have the Republicans said why they oppose a living wage for Tennessee workers?
The argument is it will reduce jobs. They also just don't generally like the idea of dictating to business.
Tom, what else do you see for the upcoming session?
Medicaid expansion, which the governor is, you recall, has been sitting on for a year or so now without a decision. The Democrats think that is their number one priority. They really believe we need Medicaid expansion. The Republican supermajority is generally opposed to Medicaid expansion, but there are exceptions to that. There are some Republicans who see the advantages of it, especially with the Tennessee Hospital Association getting more assertive in its urging for expansion.
Isn't that in the governor's hands? I mean, does the legislature have any room to maneuver on that issue at all?
Yes, on two fronts. The governor, number one, has promised the legislature that he would get approval of the General Assembly of any expansion of Medicaid. Therefore, he is sort of obliged to do that. The question of whether he could act without legislative approval as a legal proposition is a bit murky. Arguably, he could, but he has promised that he wouldn't. Therefore, he would seek legislature approval.
Tom Humphrey is the Nashville Bureau Chief for the Knoxville News Sentinel. Thanks so much, Tom.
Thank you, Chrissy.